Welcome to the Northside Christian Church Podcast, Advent Edition. Each day of Advent, we will be sharing a short devotion written by a member of our Northside Christian Church family. These devotions will be focused on themes of hope, joy, love, peace, and light. Over the next several weeks, you will be guided to recall what God has already done for you in Jesus Christ, as well as look forward to what He will continue to do in you and through you. This week is the Week of Hope. Today, Sunday, November 28th, we will be reading out of John 1, 14 through 17. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John testified concerning Him. He cried out, saying, "This is the one I spoke about when I said, 'He who comes after me surpassed me, because he was before me.' Out of His fullness we have all received grace in place of grace already given. For the law was given through Moses. Grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God, but the one and only Son, who is Himself God, and is in closest relationship with the Father, has made Him known." Today's devotional comes from Ed Holt. In the first 18 verses of his gospel, John makes it clear that he intends to prove that Jesus was no ordinary man. In fact, in these short verses, he lays the groundwork for his goal of demonstrating in the rest of the gospel that Jesus is indeed God. After affirming that Jesus is the Creator and that nothing exists that He has not made, John wants his readers to understand just what kind of God, man, and Creator it is that has entered our world to redeem us. Two times in three verses, he describes Jesus as being full of grace and truth. There is a strong possibility that John is referencing Exodus 34:6, which says, "Then the Lord passed by in front of him, Moses, and proclaimed, 'The Lord God, compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abounding in loving kindness and truth.'" Among other things, God wanted Moses to know that He was a God of grace and truth. Now the attributes of God in the Old Testament are used to describe Jesus in John's gospel. John says, "Out of His, Jesus' fullness, we have all received grace in place of grace already given." Grace is seen in the revelation of God in the Old Testament, and now grace and truth are present in the person of Jesus in the New Testament. Jesus was full of grace. He welcomed sinners and tax collectors and ate with them. The religious leaders and even disciples were amazed as He extended His grace and forgiveness to unexpected people like a Samaritan woman, a Roman soldier, a Phoenician woman, a woman caught in the act of adultery, as well as a thief who was crucified by His side. Most importantly, He announced grace for us when He revealed that God loved us so much that He sent His Son, and that if we would believe in Him, we would receive eternal life. But Jesus was also full of truth. He condemned many of the religious leaders of His day for being liars and hypocrites. He truthfully addressed the issue of sin and its consequences. He also stated in the very verse that followed His promise of eternal life to those who believed in Him that if people did not believe, they would be condemned. He was also truthful about the cost of discipleship, calling those who would be His disciples to take up their cross daily and follow Him, demanding everything from His followers, even their very lives. Jesus came from the Father full of grace and truth, but He didn't come simply to give us an example of grace and truth. He came to save us in grace and truth. It's only after we've been saved and made right with God that God says, "Now that I have saved you through Jesus, you need to know that I have saved you to look like Jesus." The motivation to be full of grace and truth is not because we need to earn God's favor, but because being a follower of Jesus Christ means we look like the one we follow. May we make that commitment this holiday season. O Jesus, help us look like You. By Your word and Your spirit, point out the things that don't reflect Your grace and truth. Help us to confess those things, affirm Your forgiveness, and request grace to change. May this all be so that our lives can glorify You. It's in Your name we pray. Amen. Thank you for joining us for this special edition of the Northside Christian Church Podcast. Join us tomorrow for another Advent devotion.